The Lord impart courage and hope to you, dear family. Coming into prayer today, I asked the Lord, what is on your heart? He said, all the world will follow after the beast. They will see him as their salvation and an end to all their troubles. Even Christians will be divided about him. Those who follow the prosperity gospel will love him. The apostate pastors have made the way clear for them to follow. They will even see him as the fulfillment of Bible promises of wealth and security. He will meet every one of their needs. Even now, this generation has been conditioned and groomed to receive him with open arms. Those who worship success, pleasure, wealth, and health will be devoted to him. Renouncing me will be a minor detail. My precious ones, you who I love so much, you will have much to suffer from these evil ones. Indeed, your poverty will be detestable. While you are hunting for your next meal, they will be sitting before a table full of food. You will be looked upon as the world's rubbish, the undesirables that need to be terminated. Do not concern yourselves with their condemnations. You will be receiving my portion, which truly is an honor. Rejoice in that hour that you have been found worthy to share in my fate. As I have already told you, the wilderness will be the safest place. However, there will be dangers there as well, for they will attempt to hunt you down. As you rely more and more on me and hear my voice and obey it, you will continually elude them. Let there be no quarreling among you. The designated leader, who you will continually pray for, will be given the instructions. You will all have to work at crucifying your egos, your desires to lead, your desire to know it all and prove yourself worthy. You will know a true leader because I will time and time again confirm his or her capacity to lead by the victories you will have when they are in charge. I want to say something about that. Here on the refuge, when we first started, we had far more competent people here than me, far more competent. And I felt like a shadow, you know, I felt like I was standing in their shadow. But every time I said something was going to happen a certain way, or said, let's do this because I think this is coming, it seemed, you know, it seemed kind of lame or out of line. But every time I did, it happened. And the Lord confirmed me as a leader over and over and over again, even though I just felt like a slug, really. So don't worry about how people look at you in the world and measure you according to man's standards. Cleave to the Lord and say what he tells you to say, do what he tells you to do, and he will prove you to be the leader by the justice that comes. Going back to the Lord now. My dear, dear ones, do not be afraid to die. That day you will be with me in paradise. You will be much happier when your physical body is dead. There will be no more struggles to survive. You will glorify me in your death, and I will glorify you in heaven. You have so much to gain when you die for love of me. Please try to leave a touch of love for your executioner. Pardon and bless them. You will have many nights sitting around a small campfire when I will take you to heaven for previews of what awaits you. I will be with you to give constant encouragement. Constant. You will become stronger and resolute, even more joyful than you ever imagined possible. It is an honor to die for me. Always keep that in the forefront of your minds. Now, he didn't tell me that everyone was going to die, but this is for the ones that he is going to allow to be taken. My people will have everything they need. I will see to it. Grace and provision will abound. Don't be afraid. You are mine, and I know how to preserve you blameless for heaven. Remember that you have angels and saints looking on as well. Their hearts will be on fire with love for you, and prayers will flow like a river from their lips. This is truly the most exciting time in the history of the earth, and how blessed you are to be a part of it. I am always with you and will never abandon you. I will take your hand and ascend with you in glory to your heavenly homeland. So be fearless.